Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Debbie Hanley. The fighting continues in Turkey and Syria despite the U.S. brokered ceasefire. Both sides blaming the other. Turkey wants a safety zone inside Syria with no Kurdish fighters.
So they've also created a large number of refugees, more than 160,000 people on the move, on the run, families really trying to flee the fighting to get away any way they can.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. Nestor rushed into Georgia today as a post-tropical cyclone after the former tropical storm spawned a tornado that damaged homes and a school in central Florida.
There goes Nestor pulling away from the Carolinas Sunday evening and into Monday. Sunday's trending much drier, much quieter.
Lauren Rainson, senior meteorologist with AccuWeather. America's listening to Fox News.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
My caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
I'd love a last-minute getaway, but what about the pups?
How about South Paws Dog Plantation? They're just outside of Montgomery, a mile off 331. It's a 32-acre site where they can run and play all day in securely fenced pastures and rest at night in a renovated horse barn complete with air conditioning and insulation. Call them, honey. They're open 24-7. 334-324-8769.
The alternative to traditional boarding. Southpaws Dog Plantation. 334-324-8769. Online at southpawsdogplantation.com.
Hey guys, honey season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com, wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Hi, is this Bishop?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, do you remember registering for the $1,000 Dillardine's gift card?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Well, we just pulled your name, and you are our lucky winner, sir.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Dillon Rings and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, after some drenching rains from Nestor today, the effects from Nestor will be fading out as we start to dry out tonight. Cloudy, maybe some clearing towards dawn, overnight low temperature 54. Tomorrow, going to be a nice day. Good bit of sunshine, a warmer day, high in the low 80s. We'll be in the low 80s Monday. Much of the day will be dry, but there could be some strong to severe storms by Monday night as a strong cold front moves through the state. We're watching that situation. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams. Hey, it's on our trash cans. It's got to be true. It's time now for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it might possibly implicate. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is once again and finally time for Clearing the Air. And as always, I am your humble and intrepid host, a man really, really struggling to deal with a mind and body infested with a progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be, known as Morgellons disease. Welcome to the program. My name is Terry Adams. Now, tonight in the plush, dimly lit attic with no static, you have myself along with my friend and fellow brother in Christ, Jason Johnson. Say hello to the people, Jason.
Hello to the people, Jason.
Yeah. There you go. Along with the incomparable Dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge. Let me get his little volume Dewey here turned up. There we go. The incomparable Postman. Welcome, Postman.
Yeah, it's good to be here once again.
It's good to be.
You ain't sneaking up on nobody in them sneakers.
They loud, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Well, I'm glad everybody's assembled once again. Long time no see. It feels like I haven't been behind this microphone in ages, though it's only been a couple of weeks. But it's been a very frantic, hectic 2 weeks, a trip to California, some personal issues here and there. But truly all that matters that I am here and that actually that we are here now, because, folks, now is what matters, not the a-goes or the will-bes. Hope you understand what I'm saying. What I mean is that what you do right now at this very moment, that's what is real. You can't undo the past. Yesterday ain't here yet, so you can't do anything about that. All you can control is what you do right now, this very second. You have to live in the now. But anyway, on to the disclaimer. Here's where it gets real. Do not believe a single thing you hear on this, or for that matter, any other show you listen to, no matter how arrogant or knowledgeable the host may sound, because you need to learn to do your own investigating, your own research. And whatever you do, please, for God's sakes, do not trust Snopes or any other purported fact checkers. You got to learn to be your own fact checker. Hopefully by now you know without a doubt, no question, that the media is treasonous. They're totally controlled and manipulated by a small group of very rich and very powerful people. And I put people in quotes. That's a question mark. Now, it's the same individuals that control and run this evil world in which we are all sitting on right now. They hold annual get-togethers that are called the Bilderberger Group meetings. Now, that's named for the hotel which in 1954 they had their initial meeting. Now, at these little gatherings, which, by the way, are off the record, in secret, and heavily policed, attend some of the world's who's who, from CEOs of the largest corporations in the world to heads of state. They all get together, and what they do is they lay out our future for us. Now, if, like me, you've ever wondered and thought that there seems to be a design as to how things suddenly and without good reason just change, this is why. It's all planned. They plan it. It's being done on purpose, and it's being done by design. Now, the question has to be, how much control do these people exercise over herding the world to the exact place that they want it to be? The answer is plenty. because as I've said so many times, money is power and power is control. And they have 90% of it, all the money in the world. Also, they're masters of propaganda and they're the directors of deceit on this planet. But here's the thing, they have no consequence. I'm sorry, no conscience, which is the price of admission into this Luciferian think tank. They decide what is to be, then each member uses his or her influence to see that it takes place. Whatever narrative they decide to push, that's what they do. Now, just remember what I always say. If it's a secret, then there must be a nefarious reason for it being kept secret. Why else would it be secret? Think about it, folks. Common sense. Why do you think I keep using the term Luciferian psychopath to describe so many of the politicians in America? Do you think I coined that phrase because it just sounded cool? No. I use that term because when you look at the definition of what a Luciferian psychopath is, how they behave, and what they believe, you can't find a more accurate term to describe these scumbags. Okay, you know what Luciferian means, right? One who follows or worships Lucifer. So what does a psychopath mean? According to the online dictionary, a person with a psychopathic personality, which manifests as immoral and antisocial, they have a lack of ability to love or establish meaningful personal relationships, they have extreme egocentricity, and they have a failure to learn from experience. Well, let's look at, I'm going to give you real quick the characteristics that define a psychopath. Number one, they're masters of manipulation. They're good at flattering and appearing to be enchanting when they want to manipulate someone. None of this will be genuine, of course, but they've honed the ability to such an extent that most people cannot see through this act at all, and they buy into the facade of charm and politeness. Can you say Hillary Clinton? Number two, impulsiveness. Psychopaths can be very calm and collected at most points of their life, but they also have issues with the impulses that can lead to delinquent behavior, from minor infractions like shoplifting, just because it amuses them to do it, to seriously heinous acts like serial murder. Thus, a psychopath has to tread a thin line between an almost obsessive want for control and a need to indulge their whims from time to time. Yes, I said almost obsessive want for control, kind of like refusing to accept that the American voters wanted her, did not want her to be president, so much so that she and her Luciferian psychopath buddies ingrained, embedded within our own government, engineered a scheme to falsely accuse and attempt to remove a duly elected sitting president. That, folks, is the epitome of obsessive. Number three, lack of empathy. This is the main distinguishing trait of a psychopath. They're extremely egotistical. In fact, they have no trouble seeing the world through other people's eyes, which is why they lack empathy in the first. I'm sorry, they have trouble seeing the world through other people's eyes, which is why they lack empathy. One way to look at empathy is to say they're incapable of putting themselves in other people's shoes, particularly their victims. They're incapable of seeing it from someone else's point of view. Number four, dishonesty. It's almost second nature for psychopaths to lie. It doesn't even have to be about essential issues, anything like that. They lie. They lie because it gives them some kind of joy to watch people buy into their fictions, or because it indulges their desire to control people. And folks, this fits so many of them. I suppose I shouldn't pick on old Hillary, but remember, she was kicked off the legal team during the Watergate investigation because she lied. Her inability to tell the truth on a consistent basis. She lies. Then, of course, don't forget Whitewater, Vince Foster's murder, all the classified material. She swore under oath that she had not sent on her private server, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number five, proclivity for violence. A lot of psychopaths have a tendency to be extremely violent. Now, this may not be because of a particular trigger, like someone does something to annoy or aggravate them. In fact, psychopaths do not often get violent during fits of rage. Instead, they deploy violence in a very clinical and calculated manner, getting some form of release from torturing people and animals. No comment. Superficiality. They are buttoned up and cold. They do not let others into their lives or their minds, so they only operate on an entirely superficial level. They may have elaborate stories to back up both significant and insignificant details of their lives, but you never know really who they are. What they do is they erect a false facade. Now that I've used the word erect, I cannot bring Hillary back into this conversation. That was a joke. Seven, high intelligence. They are very smart individuals. They often nurture their intelligence by exploring different intellectual ideas. Of course, this does not have to be academic in nature. Psychopaths are able to pontificate on a range of topics, regardless of whether they're experts in the field or not. They also like to show off their intellect by using a lot of technical terms that set them apart from the average person. And folks, remember, most of them are Ivy League educated. You know, Harvard, Yale. Speaking of Yale, Skull and Bones, Does that ring a bell? Number 8, arrogance. One of the major signs of a psychopath is that they have an inflated sense of self-worth. If that doesn't describe most of the politicians, I don't know what does. You know, kind of like belittling supporters of the one who beat her in the 2016 election, calling us deplorables. Well, yeah, there you go. Number 9, and boy, this one needs to be highlighted, a faulty moral compass. Psychopaths tend to not think about morality the same way that we normal people do. This is why younger psychopaths quite often torture animals. They're out testing the boundaries of what others have told them is acceptable. Now, it may just be that the very idea of good and bad is irrelevant to their way of life. On the other hand, their sense of right and wrong could be skewed from an early age, so that they think the things they believe to be right should be followed by everyone, and outliers should be punished. And last but not least, a lack of culpability. They do not feel remorseful like we do. To them, people are simply things to be toyed with, and therefore any pain they happen to inflict upon others, that's not a cause for guilt. All of us can sometimes be cruel and callous, some more than others, but a psychopath is not able to accept the responsibility for their actions, ever. Now, once again, the home server in classified material is a perfect example, or her infamous comment about Benghazi when some years later she said, "What difference at this point does it make?" She's talking about the lives of 4 people. What difference does it make? You see, people like her, most but not all Democrats, Democrats, they get irate when we call them out on their scams. They get indignant when they get caught with their hands in the proverbial cookie jar. Well, I see it like this. The reason they get so upset when they get called out for something they consider minor, you know, like sending and receiving classified information over an unsecured server, is because of the mountain of much more illegal acts they've committed but have never been called out on. That's what makes them so mad. It's like, why are you calling me out on this? When in the background, there's so many more things they've done that's so much worse than what they get called out on. But make no mistake, when I call these scumbags Luciferian psychopaths, folks, that's exactly what they are. All right, before we hit this break, thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing us to play in this radio world of yours for now 4 hours every Saturday night. We'll be back in 3 short minutes.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586. 36.8, Equal Housing Lender.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, what's the worst thing in the world that can happen to you during football season? You're ready to go to the ball game. You got the car packed up. Everything's good to go. Everybody gets in. Aunt B, Opie, all of them, all your family get in. And what happens? There's a flat tire. Your tires look more like racing slicks than they do regular normal tires. They can take care of it at Woodham & Son Southside Firestone. They've been taking care of my car now for 40 years. Not only the tires that are so incredibly important during football season, but anytime, but also an oil change. Let them check not only the oil, but also the transmission fluid, everything under the hood and all the way to the top of the car. Windshield wipers, very important. They have them at Woodham & Son Southside Firestone. It's football season. You can't go anywhere without having the car, truck, or van ready, so get it taken care of today. They're a half mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery area, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Hey, welcome back to the program. When we were on break, Jason said, wouldn't it be great if God suddenly made, when you lie, your pants actually do catch on fire? That would be funny, wouldn't it?
It would be hilarious.
I definitely would definitely buy up all the stock I could in fire extinguisher companies, because there would be a lot of fire extinguishers.
Yeah.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. Poof. That would be great. He said that because I was telling the story about Joe Biden. And I'm not making sport of what happened to his wife, his first wife, the mother of his kids, because it's terrible. But several years ago, actually, right before he had, or I think he'd already been elected, but he hadn't taken office yet, his very first job in politics, I call it a job, I use quotes, job. She was out Christmas shopping with her kids, had the daughter in the front seat, two kids and the two boys in the back, and she apparently wasn't paying attention, blew a stop sign, did something right into the path of an 18-wheeler. Which hit the vehicle, killed her and the daughter instantly, messed the two boys up. But the thing is, Biden made it a point to call out the truck driver who, was it his fault? I mean, what could he do? The man even flipped his truck trying to avoid hitting her. He did everything he could, but Biden made the comment he had drank his lunch. Well, that's not true. And the daughter or the children of this man who died a few years ago have been trying to clear his name ever since. One little comment by Biden, he had no business saying that. Even the judge came out and said that's absolutely not true. The man had not been drinking. But little things like that, well, the way someone, quote, in power treats people beneath him or under him, that tells you something about the type of person that he is. He had no business doing that. And yet we've got all this crime going on with all these illegals, and who's championing, I guess is the word, opening the border to these illegals? Biden. You got all these people that are being raped and killed by illegals, and yet there's Biden at the front saying, yeah, let's let them in. What is wrong with these people? I don't understand. They're outright insane, evidently. It's crazy.
Well, you know, it's... They keep talking about election interference and stuff like that.
Of course.
Anytime they talk about something like that, it's because they are doing it themselves,
yeah,
and
projecting.
They're trying to project it to divert it.
Exactly.
And one of the purposes of opening up that border is to get a large amount of illegals in here to sway the elections.
Well, I keep hearing that, and I have trouble with that, because I don't think we're going to have elections. By the time enough of them get in here and get assimilated, the ones that will assimilate, I don't think we'll be having elections. I think they will be taken over by then. If we do have elections, it'll be a facade. You know, once they get power, they're not going to give it up. And that's what scares me, is what will they do to regain power? You know, they're on the cusp of unseating a duly elected president right now. Why? Because he's trying to get us out of this New World Order BS and trying to bring America, the sovereignty of our country, back to the forefront. You know, people say, well, Terry, are you saying that he's trying to prevent a takeover? No. Takeover's already happened. He's trying to get us out of the takeover, folks. You need to understand that. America has long been taken over.
Yeah, did you hear the UN's whining about if the U.S. doesn't pay their $1 billion, that they're not going to be able to pay their staff?
I hope Trump, that's one thing I love about him, he's so damn stubborn.
I hope
he sticks to his guns and goes, you're not going to get it, forget it.
Let everybody else pay up to date, and then we'll even maybe think about it. But I don't think we should be in the UN anyways.
We shouldn't be. The UN is a bad idea. Well, America is the rich uncle that all the nieces and nephews love to go to dinner with, because they know he'll pick up the check.
Yeah.
We're also... You know, we're the rich uncle that the kids will order more expensive stuff that if they had to pay for it, they wouldn't ordinarily order it. But since they know he's paying for it, they're going to order the crab legs and all the expensive stuff, because they know he's going to pick up the bill.
Yeah.
Trump's trying to get us out of that, and I love that. We're not paying for the world anymore.
Well, no, I mean, but...
We shouldn't have to.
Yeah. But you had, like, was it Obama held a seat on the United Nations when he was president?
Imagine that.
And, of course, that's treasonous in itself because you're not supposed to hold another seat or office when you're the president of the United States.
Well, when you do the oath of presidency, you shouldn't be able to be in a secret society.
No.
I'm sorry. Anyway.
If you listen to almost every speech that he does.
Which who?
Trump.
Trump, okay.
Trump, yeah.
Gotcha.
He always starts out with somewhere in the in his monologue. He always says that the Democrats are trying to destroy America.
He's right.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like his administration is the last bastion of administration that will represent freedom here in the United States.
Democracy.
After that, I mean, it's a total takeover.
It is.
It's totally our last chance.
It is. Perry Stone, when we went to see Perry Stone, he said, listen, folks, Donald Trump, as long as he's in office, Christians, you better make hay while the sun shines. Because when Donald Trump's out of office and the Democrats take over, that's when it really begins. That's when the Christians are going to start being singled out. And no, it won't be where this government truck pulls up and a bunch of guys come in and bust your door down and ask you, are you a Christian? You believe in God? And shoot you. It's not going to be that out in the middle, not going to be that under the spotlight. But you're going to be terrorized. It's coming. And once Trump's out of office, Katie bar the door, it's going to get bad. You need to know that.
Don't be surprised because they run out of time.
That's true. And when you put people, you know, when you take a caged animal and you corner him, you don't know what he's going to do. And Postman, that's one thing that surprised me is I'm surprised there haven't been more attempts to kill Donald Trump. Then again, it may go back to Trump's kind of in on it. I don't know.
We'll probably never hear about the attempts on his life. And if they succeed, you know, by doing it or just injure him in some way, you know, who knows? They may try to spin that to keep people from knowing, you know, that they actually made an attempt on his life.
True.
And if something would happen to him outright, like he was were to get shot or something like that,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we would know then, you know.
Yes.
We would know.
But the problem, I would love to sit here and tell you that if they were to take a shot at Trump, if they were to injure him in an attempt to kill him, that the people would finally wake up and stand up and take our country back. But I can't tell you that. Because I don't think we would. There's so much apathy, and it's killing me, Postman. It's killing me. I don't understand why people don't get more engaged in this. Well, I don't get it.
I mean, there's a really simple answer to that, you know, because of all the things and all the comforts that Americans have.
Yeah, they're all asleep.
Yeah.
And life's too easy.
That's why they're like that. Some of them know, but they don't want to give up all these comforts that they have.
Yeah, I guess the money they're getting from the government.
Yeah.
Because believe me, people you get money from, you owe. The Bible tells us that they're your masters. If you owe them money, you're beholden to them.
That and the amount that they're making on these jobs, these cushy jobs.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
They don't want to give that up.
Good point.
Because if America had overthrown, just think, all of that would go down the tubes in a hurry.
You're right. Folks, we got to hit our first big break. This is a 5-minuter. You're listening to Clear in the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams, the incomparable postman here. And, of course, Jason Johnson will be back in just a minute.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere, except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here on this beautiful, ever-flowing Alabama River. Let's talk about news on the river, because the RV park is up and running. That's right. You can get your RV and bring it down here and spend some time with us, a weekend, a week, a month, however long you'd like to come and stay with us, and we'll cook you up some fresh seafood from the Gulf. We've got a steamer, a fryer, we've got a grill over here, so a grilled amberjack, those steamed snow crab and shrimp. Oh, and we're also shucking up fresh oysters. Oysters Rockefeller, I know we'll get you something good to eat. We'll rent you a pontoon boat. You can enjoy this beautiful Alabama River. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. Let's talk about the fun time. Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. This week, Amanda Fish. You hear me right. Amanda Fish, not Samantha. It's Samantha Fish's sister. Amanda, she's been tearing it up on the blues scene lately. Out of Kansas City at the Capital Oyster Bar Sunday at 5 o'clock. Check it out. CapitalOysterBar.com. We're going to be looking for you to get down here soon and come hungry.
The biggest threat to law enforcement isn't criminals. It's drivers who fail to move over. If you see flashing lights on the roadside, safely move over. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by Aldott Aliyah, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card at select stores from Eastdale Mall.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Eastdale Mall and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, October 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as they partner with the police department for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Prattville, Millbrook, or Montgomery locations, have a free hot dog, and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, October 26th, 10 to 2.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery.
Well, after some drenching rains from Nestor today, the effects from Nestor will be fading out as we start to dry out tonight. Cloudy, maybe some clearing towards dawn. Overnight low temperature 54. Tomorrow, going to be a nice day. Good bit of sunshine, a warmer day, high in the low 80s. We'll be in the low 80s Monday. Much of the day will be dry, but there could be some strong to severe storms by Monday night as a strong cold front moves through the state. We're watching that situation. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
And just like that, we are back, folks. Welcome back. Wait a minute. What's happening?
What's your biggest investment?
Hang with me.
More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including two new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account, and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
What we do is who we are. That's why the Alabama Department of Labor wants to help you find a job you love, no matter your education or experience. So ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Okay, let's try this one more time. There we go. Welcome back to Clearing the Air. I am your slightly incompetent host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. Jason Johnson's with us, got that smirk on his face. And, of course, the postman with his Auburn cap on and his military jacket.
Sure, we're all incompetent.
We're all incompetent around here. Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket.
War Eagle.
Yeah, War Eagle. They won big today, right?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. And they should have won the Florida game, but that's a whole other story. That's a whole other conversation for another show. LSU looks to me like they're probably going to be the team to beat. I don't think Alabama can handle them. I don't think Alabama has a running attack and a good enough offensive line. But I'm not here to talk about football. I'm here to talk about the truth. We had something happen at the shop, and I'm so proud of the little short, mean woman. Because I tell you what, she is mean. We took a check a few weeks ago, an out-of-state check, which I'm still mad that we took it. But my sales manager took a check from North Carolina for a Polaris 570 Sportsman four-wheeler that bounced, closed account. Of course, we go to the DA, and they're trying to find the lady and trying to get our machine back. Well, we get a call from my competitors across the street. And by the way, thank you. Kudos to Montgomery Honda. The salesman had enough sense to, when he looked at the machine and the fella handed him documents, one was an MSO, which, you know, you can't title four-wheelers, but you get what's called a manufacturer's statement of origin, called an MSO. It looks like a title. Well, none of it had been filled out, which was a huge red flag. So he gets to his boss calls us, and we're like, hey, that's the four-wheeler that the bad check was written on. So at this point, I'm at the doctor's office waiting for my appointment, and Lynn gets all this via her phone. So she looks at me, and I said, take the car and go. Just leave me, just come back and get me. So she goes over to the Honda shop, goes out there where the four-wheeler is, and sits on the four-wheeler and waits on the guy to come out. Guy comes out, sees her, does a 180, goes back inside. We call the cops. Anyway, we get her four-wheeler back. The cops came, did what they were supposed to do, and we got our machine back. And I'm tickled about that. Wow. Yay.
Yay.
Yay. The good guys won one. That's a good
Excellent.
Thing. That was one of the things that happened. It's been a very interesting week. California, of course, was California. Of course, when we go to California, it's because of a dealer show or something, and they always put us up in a very nice place. So I don't get to see the pile of fecal matter in the streets and all the, the bad people running. I don't ever see any of that. I see the good side of California, and it's a beautiful, beautiful, although definitely in drought. It's a beautiful state other than that. But I had a nice conversation with a cab driver, took us back to the airport. I posted this on Clearing the Air. He was from the country of Georgia. An older man, and I could tell he had a Russian-like accent. So we're riding along, and I asked him, I said, where are you from? He said, would you like to guess? I said, He goes, everyone thinks Russia. I said, it's a little different. He goes, I'm from Georgia, but not Georgia here, Georgia. I said, yeah, I get it. But he started talking. I got to tell you, what he said made sense. And sometimes it's good to listen to somebody who's from the outside looking in, because they'll give you a better perspective on what's going on. He started talking about the way that people who aren't from here get into little cliques. They don't want to assimilate. He was talking about some old friends of his from Georgia. When they would get together, they would chide him for speaking English. Now, keep in mind, this cab driver took English night classes at one of the schools there in California to learn the language properly. And that's impressive. So he could speak pretty good English. But he said, they will always want you to speak in the native tongue. And he said, no, I'm an American now. I need to speak American. It's just everything he said made perfect sense. And like I said, from the outside looking in, it's good to hear this kind of stuff. But go back on Clearing the Air's Facebook page and you'll see the thing. I'll get into detail about everything he said, but it's pretty impressive. He was a master technician when he came over here in automobiles. When he came over here, for some reason in California, all the different fluids and stuff, he started having an allergic reaction, so he had to get out of that field. Now he bought a cab and he drives a cab. He said it costs him over $100 a day in taxes, certificates he has to get, all the crap California requires. And that's not including gas, which, by the way, regular was over $4 a gallon.
Wow.
Isn't that unreal?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, man, how do you make a living? And then now, of course, they had, what's the new alternative to taxis? What's that called?
Uber.
Uber came in and screwed everything up. Well, the governor's passing a law that's making them have to meet the same requirements that cabbies do. And that's only fair. I mean, I get it that we want a cheap cab ride. But if you're going to make one set play by rules, make all of them play by the same rules. And I don't agree with the government, all this ridiculous taxes and stuff they have to pay. That needs to be revised. But for now, make everybody play by the same rules. That's only fair, in my opinion. Chemtrails. Jason mentioned chemtrails. We haven't seen each other in 2 weeks, but I didn't see the first chemtrail when I was in California. Now, I took some video of the weird cloud formations when I was at 28,000 feet in the 737. I put that video on YouTube if you want to look at it. But ever since they steered, was it Dorian, the hurricane?
Mm-hmm.
Ever since Dorian came and went, well, while he was coming, there wasn't a first chemtrail in the sky. And Jason, I think it was you that brought up the fact that they must be using all the planes to steer Dorian. That must be exactly what they were doing, because none of them were here.
Yeah, you'll notice that. There'll be, anytime that there's clear skies here, there's going to be something else somewhere else where they're going to concentrate their efforts at the chemtrails. But it's like ahead of this one, this front that was coming through. They, for the last few days, they were blanketing the sky with chemtrails.
Yeah.
Even if it was just condensation trails, the number of planes that it would take...
That's the crazy thing, isn't it?
Yeah, to completely cover the sky like they did.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I can't imagine how much money they're spending on doing that.
Amen.
To completely blanket the sky like that.
Here's the thing. And by the way, we're going to blow through this break so we can get back on track, because I screwed up. So we're going to keep talking until 7. Many years ago, and back in 09 when I woke up and I realized there was something going on in the sky, because I know what contrails. I mean, I'm a World War II guy. I love World War II. I love airplanes. I know what a condensation trail is. I've maybe seen 6 in my life prior to 2009. I started doing some research, and I found a group in England, and I've told this story before, bear with me, a group in England called Sky Watchers. They decided they were going to keep up with how many chemtrails were distributed over the UK in one day. So they had watchers on the coast. They had watchers all around England. And I forget the exact number, but there was like 400 and something different sorties by chemtrails. Now, here's the problem. There aren't that many large-bodied aircraft ever made to do the chemtrailing. So what is doing them? And I got to tell you, some of the images I got, these are not airplanes. I don't know. To me, it looks like it's some kind of craft that's cloaked to look like a 737 or 747 or 757, but they're not airliners. I don't know what they are.
Yeah, well, I can imagine most of the planes are going to make several trips across that
right.
sky.
But I'm talking about at one, you know, at one time, there's too many in the sky that don't add up.
It never adds up, because, I mean, you look at the number of trails that are left in a day, and you look at how many planes were actually supposed to be in the sky at that time,
mm-hmm.
and the numbers just don't match up.
And folks, I highly recommend you get Plane Finder on your get that app on your cell phone. And every time you see, when you see a chemtrail in the sky, get your Plane Finder and look and see if there's a commercial airliner. 9 times out of 10, they're not commercial airliners.
Yeah. And we've heard from people, you know, that say, oh, we don't believe this malarkey, this chemtrail stuff. But
okay.
Man, you know.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, you don't believe that the government or other entities, private organizations, would do something like that. But yet, history's shown time and time again that our government and private companies are capable of doing such things. You go back to Vietnam with Agent Orange, and it wasn't just Agent Orange. There were other things that they were doing,
yes,
too.
Exactly.
And they were keeping the rains going in Vietnam.
Trying to flood the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Yeah.
Oh, and they did that.
They did it well.
Yeah.
And there was other... in national news media that was reporting when China was having the Olympics that they were using cloud seeding to cause it to rain away from the Olympic Park to keep the rains at bay. And
they'll slip up and let stuff out that from out.
And, also with Russia, that they use it for the like national holidays and things like that where they have parades. They would use it to make sure that it doesn't rain on the parade.
Mm-hmm. Literally, rain on the parade.
This has been in our own national media. I've seen it on...
But this is a conspiracy theory, Jason. It's a conspiracy theory. You're a conspiracy theorist.
And, of course, I saw it on fake news media, too. So.
But you're a conspiracy theorist.
Of course.
Yeah, but one thing you forgot when the Olympic was going on in China is that they had a cloaked craft, you know, above that. You know, when they in the closing ceremonies, when they shot all the fireworks up there in the sky?
I didn't watch
the
it.
The light actually... actually bent around the
they screwed vessel. Up by putting
yeah, they did.
Okay
yeah
putting artificial light on it and you could see it
and it bent around the vessel and it showed it up.
Well, it's like that movie the movie where the alien thing is invisible. I can't remember it, but
Predator.
The only way they could see it what
Predator
yes, the only way you could see it was when it was in the water, it got mud or something on it,
right.
You could see the shape. Same thing,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah, same exact
sense.
Principle. Yeah. You know, because they've got a setup, you know, where you can fool the human eye.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you can bend the light enough to visible light enough to make it to make whatever is behind that solid object show up as the as what's behind it.
Yes, I've seen videos of it.
Yeah,
I've seen videos of the military using it. And yes, folks, if you think this sounds crazy, I'm telling you,
that's
have it.
That's a viable technology. I mean, they've got that.
Yes. They probably had it for a very long time.
Yeah.
They don't keep. We're not in the loop, folks. We are not as, I can't think anymore, guys. I'm sorry. The comedian that's dead now who does the thing Greg plays all the time.
Oh,
with
George Carlin.
Yes, we're not in the club. It's a big club, and we're not in it. He's absolutely right. We're not in the big club. They want to keep us dumb.
Well, no, I mean, if you watch sci-fi, you're in the loop because they
call it entertainment.
They pretty much show you their hand.
They have to.
In all this, you know, science fiction shows. But
yeah, well, they have to. It's part of the free will.
Yeah, they show you everything in the sci-fi shows.
Yeah,
that's why I actually watch it.
If it's in a sci-fi movie or show, then chances are it's already being put into action already.
That's scary, but it's, you know. Well, going back to the government and trust in the government, here's the thing, and I told this story before. I remember the first time I knowingly lied to my father, and he had tears in his eyes. He said, "Now I can never totally trust you," and I didn't get that. Now, look at our government. How many times have we caught them outright lying to us? At what point do you lose the benefit of the doubt? In my opinion, our government has lost the benefit of the doubt a long time ago. I don't believe anything they tell me anymore until I look it up and verify it for myself. And unfortunately, we're all going to need to do that. Because when they lie to you consistently, how can you believe anything they tell you? You can't. You know? You can't. And people that don't believe in chemtrails, it's weird. It's like the stuff I see in the trees. I put a video of, I shot a video last night. I had bought a new battery for my little Samsung 3, which I can invert colors. I can shoot with the colors inverted. And I shot a video of the cedar tree a few houses up from me. And there's things in it. You can see them. I can show that video to 10 people. 5 of them will go, "I don't see anything." 2 of them will go, "Eh, there's something there, but I'm not sure what it is." Two more go, wow, I see those things. And one will absolutely freak out. Oh, my dear God, there they are. Everybody sees things a little bit differently. Because we only see 3% of what's there.
You can actually say then, you know, some of them eyes will open and others aren't.
Yes.
That's true.
It's just plain and simple as that.
Could be.
Yeah.
It's possible. We know that, you know, God does interesting things, and he does everything for a reason. So possibly, maybe the scales have been removed from my eyes. I don't know.
Well, I mean, just take a look at, you know, how long I've been awake, you know.
Yes.
I've been awake since 96.
How did that change the way you look at everyday life? That totally change everything?
It didn't have me looking over my shoulder because I didn't tell anybody about it for a long time, you know.
Yeah, I know it took a while for you to tell me.
Yeah, but I used to like to just sit and examine a crowd of people, and watch their perception on certain things.
What were you doing? Were you trying to figure out if they really were people, or were you trying to figure out if they were in the loop? Or,
well, I've ran into a couple of them that I didn't think were actually 100% human for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I told you about one of them.
Yes.
Yeah, and she was middle female. She was military.
She probably wasn't totally human.
Right, and I watch nature, mm-hmm. watch it, and look at, you know, certain anomalies in that. And, you know, just at that time, you know, I was keeping it to myself, but I've come to a conclusion, you know, about certain things. And then a few months later, I'll see someone online. Somebody else is doing the exact same thing and came to the exact same conclusion I did.
Because they've been through the exact same thing you've been through.
Yeah.
Maybe they weren't 9 years old. Maybe they weren't in Georgia. Maybe they weren't in a house with their several brothers and sisters. Maybe they didn't see that crackle and that light and hear that sound and see that, whatever reptile, but something happened, something extraordinary happened to them, and it woke them up too.
Yeah, it did, for sure.
And I think it's happening more than we know, because a lot of people, like just like you were, they're still afraid to come out with this stuff, but it's happened.
And years ago, when I first heard Tom Horn tell his story, you know, about his sister, what happened to his sister,
Jesus,
the exact same thing happened to me, the exact same thing, you know. But it was in 70 when it happened to me. And I think it might have been, I don't know what year. I don't know whether Tom Horn's sister is a lot older than I am, but she may be, because Tom Horn is, I think, is in his late 60s,
he's
early
up
70s.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. So she may very well be. But for the life of me, I could not figure out what this was, you know. And with me being a little kid, I had to put two and two together. I had to learn I actually had to use my accumulated knowledge of physics, and I didn't even know what physics was back in those days. And I know there were certain things operated on a constant. I knew that much when mm-hmm. I was a kid. And I know this supposed to be this way, this supposed to work this
right.
way.
Right, it's what we're taught.
Yeah, and I wasn't even taught that then. I mean, think about it. Think about how old I was. I was first, second grade.
Well, you weren't exactly paying attention because you were up all night.
Right.
Yeah, but you slept a lot.
But then I knew something was happening, and I knew I was awake, but I couldn't move, couldn't open my eyes, couldn't do nothing.
Well, did you think about talking to a teacher or anybody about it?
I was apprehensive about doing that because they probably wouldn't have believed me. But right. like I told you, the only person that believed me was the woman that birthed me. That was the only one that believed me.
There's something about a mama now.
Yeah. And she after the second time, I ran in her bedroom screaming. She knew something was going on.
Yeah.
She knew it.
They say the bond between a mother and her child is stronger than any other emotional bond in the universe. I don't know if that's true or not, but I believe it.
Yeah, but she was the one. She was the one that actually
gave you the knowledge.
Yeah, that gave me the knowledge and gave me a way to defeat what was going on in my life.
Would you like to tell people what you did to defeat them?
It was a simple prayer. It was the Lord's Prayer.
So when they heard the Lord, or you call out the Lord's name, that's what they scurried away.
Yeah, like I said, but by the time I got to thy kingdom come, because uh-huh. every time you say thy kingdom come, you're actually ushering in the new order that Christ, that God and Christ has set in motion to actually bring everything from this corruptible state to an incorruptible state.
Gotcha. And they didn't like that.
No, they didn't. they knew what was coming next. I mean, throughout the whole prayer, they knew it.
Well, that right there, Postman, tells me that one man's alien is another man's demon.
But these were biological creatures, Terry.
Right.
These were biological entities.
But they were obviously evil, because they wouldn't have taken off when you mentioned God's name if they weren't.
Right. And if you actually talk to somebody that actually that's worked with these things in labs,
yeah,
they would probably tell you that they're not evil, because believe it or not, I've said it on a program before, that this whole setup here we have on Earth is an experiment. Because if you look at it, if you look at all different species are here, every one of the species that are here on Earth, and I've said this on a program before, every species, every insect, every worm, every bird, there is an equal sentient being somewhere in the galaxy that represents that animal that's here on this planet.
Got it.
And if you don't believe me, just think about this. Who are you a child of?
What do you mean?
Who are humans a child of?
God.
Right. He's the creator.
Right. We're created in his image, we're told.
Right. Those animals are representations or lower species of a sentient being somewhere in the galaxy.
Oh, I see. In other words, their creator created them in his image.
Not their creator. They're just an offspring. They hadn't risen to the point that humans have yet.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. I see what you're saying.
Because when the new order comes in, I'm not talking about the new world order. I'm talking about when righteousness takes over.
Yes.
When Shiloh comes.
It's coming.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't realize this, but we got to stop eating beef. We got to stop eating beef and chicken. We're gonna have to.
Man, you sound like Cortez now.
No, I'm serious because. Because these creatures are going to be upgraded right along with us.
Wow. You're going to have a lot to answer for.
Man, I love beef.
Not anymore.
I guess I can still love them, just can't eat them.
Well, see, I guess I'm, of course I'm weird, but I've always had a weird interpretation of that. I've always felt like when you eat a creature, that creature is humbled because he's fulfilling God's role for him. In other words, he's given his life for us.
That's because we're on the top rung, because there was nothing else. There was no plants to eat. But you know, because we were given the order to eat meat after the flood, remember?
Right. Oh, okay. So before you're saying then, because the plants were gone.
Before then we ate plants.